Now, during lockdown, of course, people had more time on their hands, more time to read. But unfortunately for some people, the libraries were closed. But you can download books from your local library. But what if you're not tech savvy? What happens then? Well, Step In Rewarding Reads, which is a peer-to-peer online library project. And we have Mary Cronin from Limerick on the line and Aoife Healy from Meath on the line to tell us all about it. How are you doing, Mary?
How are you doing, Ray?
I'm good. How are you doing, Aoife?
How are you doing? I'm fine, thank you. And you?
Good. So, Mary, tell us about this then, how it came about.
Well, as you know, a lot of people love their library books, as yours truly does. And I couldn't get to get library, and I saw an initiative being done by the Age Friendly Ireland to learn how to download the app.
Yeah.
From your library. Now, you have to have a card, you have to be a member of the library, and they will give you a PIN number. And after about a few goes at the course and hesitating, I eventually got some way to mastering the library download app.
Yay!
And it was brilliant.
Yes, it's called BorrowBox is the app.
BorrowBox, and it's lovely because if you're not used to reading a big book, you can get small books. They show you all the books they have.
Yes.
And as well as that, if you have any bit of eye problem, you can get an audiobook.
Yes, yeah.
And it's brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm a great believer in it now, and I'm hoping over the next few weeks and months to show other older people how to adapt to this new way of
brilliant.
Of reading.
And Mary, do you use a tablet or your iPhone or phone?
I have a tablet. It's an Acorn tablet. Mm. It's a new tablet that is on the market for the last two. Limerick was actually one of the counties that was selected as a pilot, and it has been my saviour because I get a lot of emails, but I also can get my books.
Yeah.
I was reading Sam Wilburn last night, and I love my mystery books.
Aha, right. What sort of books do you read, Aoife?
A lot of times I actually listen to, or I usually listen.
Yeah.
I use non-fiction.
Yeah.
I, for some reason or other, I just have a thing about perhaps it might be like whatever current topics, like, say, political situations
yeah.
that there might be a documentary on. And otherwise, I would go with crime. For some reason or other, it appears with any of the people now that I've been training, women appear to like crime.
Why is that, do you think?
I don't know if we can say that and generalise that or if there's any significance in it.
Yeah, it's interesting though that you say it. So the majority of women that you've been teaching how to download books, they prefer crime novels.
Yeah, it's been very funny.
Yeah.
They say, well, now what type, you know, when you actually get that far, when
yes.
you're into the categories and so on, you sort of show them or talk them through how they can choose the genre that they like. And in the main...
it's crime.
I'll have crime.
I'm just have a
and
picture
men,
of you.
Just history.
What do the men prefer?
History.
History. I just have an image of you now, listening to your audiobook of an evening.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's a crime thing. And
yes.
there's some description of a man... entering through a back door or something like that.
That's right.
Does it not scare the living daylights out of you?
There have been the odd time when you're sort of a little bit nailed by it. Actually, the worst case scenario is to fall asleep with your audiobook on crime on,
yes, yes,
and
yes.
then you dream into that
yes,
crime
yes,
situation.
Yeah. yeah, yeah.
That's not good.
That's not good. That's not good.
That's not a good
place to be. So, Mary, do you think that a lot of people, as they get a bit older, and because they weren't brought up with technology, are scared of it?
Well, they would be, because I was scared. And I'm still a little bit doubtful about it. But I'm getting better
yeah.
as the days goes by and the more times I download the app for it, because the more you read, the better you're getting at it, and you're getting more confidence. And yeah. I'm getting confident now in the fact that I'm going to be able to teach some of my fellow OPC people and older people around who may be reluctant to go for those apps.
Yeah, yeah.
And it is fairly, once you get over the fear.
So both are learning to teach others how to download books on the BorrowBox app.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Anita, how are you finding it?
They started the training in September, I believe, and we started to deliver the training then beginning of October. I find it fascinating. It's absolutely wonderful because while I had an awareness of technology to some degree, I also was on the Acorn, that's the age-friendly tablet.
Okay.
And that was piloted in Fingal, Meath and Limerick.
Right.
And a lot of the, it was piloted through Age Friendly Ireland. And of course, we have a network, a national network of older people's councils as part of the county councils,
yeah.
part of the local.
And how does it work, Aoife? Is it subsidised, the Acorn tablet, or do you have to buy it, or what way does it work?
You have to. It's on the market now. Initially, people were given those as part of the pilot.
Okay.
And they did a training course with it. I mean, it is such a simple device to use.
Okay.
And the quick start guide on it is absolutely superb in that it tells you how to, say, swipe
yes.
the page one way or the other, or to pinch and to widen to get a picture to the size you want. It just goes into a detail, very simply, nothing, no palaver about it.
But it's in a very exciting, because now, you know, how many books are there in the world? that's all been opened out to you. And Mary,
right.
Mary, I'm reading here that you don't like the word cocooning.
No, I prefer hibernating, because if you think about it, a bear and...
Squirrel.
Squirrels. Yeah, I could picture him running up the tree.
Yeah.
They collect nuts and they collect food for the winter time, and they're nice and snug inside in their little house. And I see the same for this, because cocooning and all that is not a nice way of expressing oneself.
No. And I suppose
we have to use a nice word, a comforting word.
Yeah, yeah. So hibernating is a good word. And I suppose hibernating suggests choice as well. Like bears and squirrels choose to hibernate. So, you're
and
in control.
And even though this virus didn't give us much choice, we are now learning to live with it, and we're learning to adapt to new things. And this is where the library has come in and our books.
Now, I don't expect you to know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask anyway. Whichever of you know the answer can answer it. So if people are listening now and they want to get involved in this Rewarding Reads, can they contact their local library? And if so, how do they do that if, you know, the libraries aren't open and they're not savvy, tech savvy?
I'll let Aoife take this.
Right, go on, Aoife.
There isn't a problem at all about this. We have... Part of our the training was done in older people's councils, so it's peer to peer. We have there are several of us. I'm not sure actually how many of us have received this training, but of course it's irrelevant what part of the country we're in that it's done over the phone, so we can train people anywhere. Like I've trained a couple in my own county, but I have trained well outside the county, like Cork, Limerick, Dublin, you know, it's because it's done. Now, you just ring your local library, if that is possible. Or, of course, all of these, the libraries are run via the councils anyway. And you can ring your local council, your local authority,
and
get on to your age-friendly programme manager.
And they will
get
do it
you
for you.
Onto a trainer, they'll match you up with the trainer.
Okay.
And then we will come
It's very exciting. Very exciting.
It's an amazing thing. And what I found particularly amazing was that while a bit new, I mean, I had to learn to do Zoom, to be able to do a Zoom call to help people with this. And the other thing is that people are using devices, various devices.
Yeah.
So they may, and have been using devices that I knew nothing about. So you actually are, you know, we have a training manual, so you can go through the page by page. That's been very helpful. But equally, I mean, there have been times when I was, I turned to the computer and Google whatever device so I can see what they're actually looking at.
Oh, I see.
In the absence of Zoom. So you have to innovate.
Oh, you know, brilliant stuff.
So it's satisfying.
It's rewarding reads. Mary Cronin in Limerick, Anita Healy in Meath, thank you so much for taking our call today. And mind yourselves.
Thank you very much.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.